Okay, so we're just going to relax. Relax and breathe. Just come back into that sweet space at the center of all of the activity, where there is ever peace and serenity, tranquility and calm. I love those words. Breathing into peace. Serenity. Tranquility. And calm. Letting go of the getting here and just being here now. Relaxed and open to that beauty and harmony and grace that exists everywhere and always. Exists right here and now in and as us. We are that. We are. We are the grace. We are the light. We are the peace. And as we choose to focus in that space of serenity. Feels really good to me right now. And I've been thinking about oneness and unity. And I'm always reminded of a vision that I had of a monolith, and the meditation was set up so that I was told, you are going to see a statue created of you by a wonderful sculptor. And I walked into this room and there was this huge granite monolith. It was tall and broad and big and had all different facets with many lines on every facet. And the energy coming off of it was unbelievable. It was so intense. And I wanted to run away, but I trusted the meditation. And so I listened for the next instruction, which was become the statue. And as I turned and became the statue, I fell into this infinite well of peace. This beautiful, light-filled space of love. And I just basked in that for a moment. And then I looked up and I realized that all of those lines on those facets were lives. And one of those lines was Connie Chandler. But the I am that I am was that peaceful consciousness at the center. And each of those remarkable lives that were the lines on the monolith were all the ways I am was expressing, all the ways. And it was remarkable. It felt like it explained to me the paradox, the both and. I am both eternal and temporal. I am both non-physical and physical. We are each finite and infinite, as we exist in these physical bodies. And I loved that vision. And I was reminded of it this morning when someone posted this quote on Facebook. The questioner said, so when animals transition, do they come back as animals or do we come back as humans always? And Abraham said, yeah. And the questioner said, dog comes back as a dog. And Abraham said, yeah, prepare yourselves. So you have an inner being who is consciousness, who flows some of it into the human you, and some of it into the feline you, and some of it into the canine you. In other words, consciousness is flowing from this source that is your inner being, into all of these aspects of physicality. So you're not only human. That's why you relate so much to the animals at times. It's not easy to think of yourself as a stream of consciousness, is it? Because you become accustomed to seeing yourself only in your human form. But when you begin to meditate and reach for that alignment, then you begin to notice more. Esther loves watching what happens to the birds over her ravine when she sits outside and meditates. They join her. They revel with her. They dance with her. They show up with her. In other words, they come vibrationally home with her. It's like calling all me's, me with an S, calling all me's. I've tuned into our source and let our physicality revel together. And so the raccoon crawls up out of the ravine and the hummingbird comes over from here and the hawk flies over and the eagle flies over and the rabbit runs by and the cat comes by. And the rabbit goes that way, and the cat goes that way. You are multidimensional beings, expansive beyond your ability to know. And usually you cut yourself off from so many of the aspects of you. And that's just talking about the animal kingdom, who are always so ready to play with you when you're in that right vibrational state. Now let's talk about all the humans that are on your vibrational wavelength that will show up to play with you, to enhance your experience, to add to the clarity and the cleverness and the satisfaction of the moment. Wow. So I've been thinking about the monolith and being the I am that I am at the center, while each of the lines were lives that I was living. And Abraham just expanded that exponentially by saying the lines are not just human lines, but they're also animal lines and bird lines. And no doubt insect lines and plant lines and tree lines. Just breathing into this incredible idea of the expansive, infinite, eternal consciousness that is the center of each one of us. Each one, that same source energy. And yet each one on our own line, expressing life uniquely and individually. It's such a powerful thing to recognize the power that we are in the expansive level and in the specific level. There is so much beauty and grace here to consider. And I have the experience that Esther has with the birds and the animals at the park almost every day. Something comes out to play with me. I had a remarkable experience on Thursday because a pair of ruby-crowned kinglets came to play with me, and they don't usually hang around to be photographed, and I got a dozen photographs, one of both of them, and when I got them home and I identified them both on Merlin and iNaturalist, because I didn't believe it, they were actually orange-crowned warblers. And the orange-crowned warbler isn't known to be here in Loudoun County in Northern Virginia. And yet I had this remarkable rendezvous with these two birds that posed for me again and again and again so that I got really clear, beautiful, identifiable pictures of a bird that had never been documented in the park before. And it's kind of astonishing how often that happens to me. And on Monday, I was home and I got a call from a friend who said, "You've got to go to Algonquin Park. There's a shorebird there that everybody's really excited about." And I don't usually chase all over the county to see birds that are here. But that day, her delight and urgency was so great. I hopped in the car and I headed over there. And I ran into a man who was there looking for the Dunlins as well. But we got waylaid watching pileated woodpeckers, two of them together on one tree. I got a picture of two pileated woodpeckers in the same picture. And we were chatting and it was fabulous. And then we went to look for the Dunlins and we didn't find them. And he wandered off. And I kept looking. And I finally discovered killdeer, which are other shorebirds. And seeing the killdeer and focusing on the killdeer, I was able to realize that with the three killdeer, there were five Dunlins, tiny, comparatively gray birds, right by them. And I was able to get pictures. And then Eric came back and I was able to show him. And he got pictures of the Dunlins as well. And it was a life bird for each of us. And what a remarkable experience this has been. Because I got a question from my friend Nicole, who saw that I'd seen the orange-crowned warblers. She texted me and said, "Where did you see them?" And I said, "On the south end of the lower pond." And she texted it to a friend. And this morning I ran into that friend and he said he had seen them yesterday. And I got to see his picture. And this morning I heard from Eric, the guy from Algonquin on Monday. And he said, "Do you know where the orange-crowned warbler was seen at Claudemore Park?" And I said, "South end of the lower pond." And I sent him two of my pictures. And he said, "These are your pictures?" And he was so excited with me for the rendezvous that my inner being arranged for me with those birds. And I was able to tell him that the other guy I saw said he'd seen one yesterday. So we knew they were at the park as recently as what yesterday. So Abraham's saying, there is a vibrational state that we get in when we are aligned with Source. And we are matched with those creatures that match that vibrational state. And the sense of connection and exhilaration I had with Nicole, who I know pretty well, and Eric, who's a new friend, and Brian, who's the one who saw them yesterday. I don't really know these people in my regular life. I know from running into them in parks. But we are vibrationally a match and our excitement about the birds. And life in general is like that. We are matched up with those who have shiny, bright marbles like ours in our bag. Our inner beings helping us match marbles with the shiny, bright ones that our inner being holds for us, because our inner being knows we want shiny, bright marbles. And the beauty and the harmony and the grace and the love and the peace of life is ever available. Abraham says, in everything in the universe, there is that which is wanted and the lack of it. And as we spend just a little more time focusing on the part that we want, and we vibrate there and we feel good, and our inner being joins us and we see through the eyes of Source, we are inspired to the impulse to go, we get the phone call from the friend who says, there's something you want to see. And we respond to the impulse and we see amazing things. And we feel amazing things and we hear amazing things. And we touch with tenderness life itself. There is so much good. And it's up to us to just relax into it, to recognize that it is ever here. It's already done in the vortex. Our beautiful shiny marbles are already arranged for us. And our job is to relax and trust. And take a few slow deep breaths. Maybe let our tongue rest on the floor of our mouth. And breathe slowly and deeply. Just a little more often to interrupt the busyness of the day. And move a tiny bit slower. Become a little bit more aware. And look around for the shiny marbles. My friend Margie always said, life is in the details, and there's something in every scene that sparkles. And finding the sparkles of life is a joy to acknowledge and feel the preciousness of a synchronistic connection. They're not coincidences. They're lined up for us. They're orchestrated for us. And as we look at those shiny, sparkly details in life, I practice it with the birds. I say, thank you. I love you. I am loved. Because seeing that is a gift from Source. It's recognition that I am loved. We are each loved. We are each loved, supported, and supplied with every breath, with every heartbeat, in every moment of every day of our lives. We are loved, supported, and supplied. It is really remarkable as we begin to acknowledge who we truly are, to recognize the things that are flowing, the things that come to fruition, the gentle little things that happen that we recognize as being part of our vortex. And we can say, as Esther does, I did that. And we do say, as we notice things we don't like, I did that too. But the more we choose to focus and feel grateful and love these beautiful shiny marbles that come to us to identify where in my life are the shiny marbles. Who am I running into that's wonderful. I went to Chet's memorial celebration of life yesterday. And when I came in the door, I ran into somebody. And I said to her, "You know, you changed my life." And she had no idea. She had completely forgotten that she was the person who shoved a group of Abraham tapes into my hand in 1995 and said, "Listen to these, you're going to like them." She didn't remember that she changed my life that day. And it is such a grace to encounter that person that you have that opportunity to say, "Thank you. You made a difference for me." And as we do that, I think we're likely to find that we run into other people who say, "Thank you. You made a difference for me." Something about you helped me see who I truly am and to expand my dreams and my life. So I give thanks. I give thanks for leapfrogging ideas, for connecting what Abraham, what I read from Abraham this morning that my friend posted on Facebook, and recalling how it related to my vision and realizing how deep and rich and beautiful the synchronicities that are unfolding really are. It is such a gift to bring that feeling of appreciation and gratitude and joy to life. Abraham's been talking a lot recently about feeling satisfied. And everything I talked about today feels incredibly satisfying to me. I am satisfied to see the connections between one wonderful thing that comes to me and another wonderful thing, and the people that are brought by those wonderful things and how they interact with each other and continue to interact with me even after a passing meeting. So much good unfolding every day. And I am grateful that I'm really starting to notice. So I invite you to notice. I invite you to notice the shiny marbles in your life and the joy of coming together with people who are in vibrational harmony. And so I invite you to just relax and breathe again. Perhaps stretch a little bit because our meditation time is up. And we're going to connect in new and wonderful ways as we move forward from here today. I give thanks for the honor of doing this meditation today. It was really fun for me. I hope you enjoyed it. And so it is.